Last part of Shir, we were talking about the nature of the Kedushas Yisrael of an Eved Kenani and the Shifcha Kenanis. We said that you can ask a question. We know that an Eved Kenani and a Shifcha Kenanis have to undergo some kind of a tefillah before they enter into the Avda state. But the question is, what does that tefillah accomplish? Should we say that an Eved Kenani and a Shifcha Kenanis really have a full Kedushas Yisrael? It's just the halacha might be a little bit different than a regular Yisrael. Certainly in terms of whom they can marry. Right? The Shifcha Kenanis can't marry Ben Chorin, the Eved Kenani can't marry Bas Yisrael, but that might not have anything to do with the lack of Kedushas Yisrael. Look, we know there are other people who can't marry into Kahal Yisrael. Mamzer. A Mamzer can't marry Bas Yisrael either. There's not, no deficiency in his Kedushas Yisrael. So it could very well be that an Eved Kenani has a full Kedushas Yisrael, but the halacha is that he can't marry Bas Yisrael. The other way to look at it is that an Eved Kenani and a Shifcha Kenanis are missing something in the Kedushas Yisrael. That the Tevila Rishona that they undergo to become Avodim is not a tefillah that makes them into a full Yisrael. They only have a mixas Kedushas Yisrael. They only have a partial Kedushas Yisrael. What's a nafkemina? So we said last time that there might be two nafkemina. One might be, we know that an Eved Kenani is chayv in mitzvahs keisha. Right? So what happens if an Eved Kenani decides to volunteer mitzvahs asei shazman grama? He decides to shake a lulav or blow shofar, puts on tefillin, let's say. Does he make a bracha? So we know that there are more paskins, the Bali Tosis, the Chachmei Ashkenaz say that if a woman volunteers a mitzvah that she's pturah from, she can make a bracha, she can say Vitzivanu, because she does have a full Kedushas Yisrael. The Rambam and the Mechaber Paskins, like the Rambam, says that she can't say Vitzivanu, even though she does have a full Kedushas Yisrael. It's not Vitzivanu, she's not a mitzvah in the mitzvahs, and then she can't say Vitzivanu. So according to the Bali Tosis, who hold that women can make a bracha on mitzvahs that they're pturos from, what's the din of an Eved Kenani? If an Eved Kenani wants to volunteer mitzvahs that he's potter from, because he's potter in mitzvahs, and all the mitzvahs that women up to or something, can he make a bracha? So we said that Tosis in Gittin implies that he could make a bracha. So what does that mean? It must mean that Tosis holds that the Eved Kenani does have a full Kedushas Yisrael. Because if he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael, how can he say that Tzivonim? Someone who would claim that an Eved Kenani can't make a bracha, obviously we'll assume that he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. And therefore, even according to the Ramah, even according to the Bali Tosis, who hold that women can make brachas on mitzvahs that the Pturah is from, would say that an Eved Kenani is different. Since he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael, he can't save Tzivonu, so he wouldn't be able to make brachas. That's one issue. You know, there's another issue that I didn't even mention last time, and that is, take a mitzvah that women are quote-unquote exempt from, but it's not that they have a Pturah, not that they have a ptur, but rather that the mitzvah is not shayach to them. We know that women are obligated in all mitzvahs lo sase, whether they're zman grama or not zman grama. But what happens if the mitzvah is not really shayach to them? So the Mishnah in Kiddushin on Daf Chav Tes mentions a few mitzvahs lo sase that are not shayach to women. One of the examples that's given is hashchasas hazokar, meaning cutting off the beard with a razor. Does the Isra Hashchasas Hazakon apply to women? So the answer is a woman doesn't have a beard. So even though it's a mitzvah lo sase, the stomach should apply to women, but it's not shayach to women. It's not that they're exempt from the Isra, it's that it's not shayach to them, so therefore they're just not mitzvah in that mitzvah lo sase. What's the din of an Eved Kenani? Is he mitzvah not to cut off his beard with a tar, with a razor? So l'chor, that should depend on this issue. Mishle Melech and Hilchas Melochim in Perek Yud has a long discussion about this topic, and he mentions this in Perek Yud Halacha Zayin. Mishle Melech and Hilchas Melochim. So he discusses this issue among others. Would an Eved Kenani be mitzvah in the mitzvah losa say not to be mashches his zakon, not to cut off his zakon, not to cut off his beard with a tar? That issue is shayach to an Eved Kenani. So the question is, what's his status? If he has a full Kedushas Yisrael, it's just he's potter in all mitzvahs that women up to us from. So Bishlama, mitzvahs that are shayach to women, but they still have an exemption, so then the Eved Kenani is going to be potter from that. But if the reason why women are potter from the mitzvah is because the mitzvah is not shayach to them, if the mitzvah is shayach to an Eved Kenani, there's no reason why he should be potter from that mitzvah. He's chayav in all mitzvahs lo sase, so if he's chayav in all mitzvahs lo sase, then he should also be mitzvah in the mitzvahs lo sase, not to be mashkes the zakam with tatar. But if you hold that the Eved Kenani doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael, his chiyuv and mitzvah stems from the gzeirah shava of la, that's the whole mocker for his chiyuv and mitzvahs, so there's nothing you can do. He can't have a chiyuv and a mitzvah that a woman doesn't have. His whole chiyuv stems from the chiyuv of women. So if women don't have a chiyuv and a mitzvah, it doesn't matter why they don't have the chiyuv and a mitzvah. whether they're exempt or the mitzvah is not shayach to them, the fact is that the Eved Kanani can't have that chiyuv either, because he can't get a chiyuv that doesn't apply to women. Nafkamina number two. The third nafkamina that we did discuss yesterday is what's the status of the tevila shnir. We know that when the Eved Kanani becomes the Yisrael, when the Adon frees him, so he needs another tevila to become a full-fledged Yisrael. The Shifcha Knainis needs another tevila. Aside from the tevilas avdas, he needs a tevilas cheris, right? A tevila shnir. The question is, what's the status of that tevila? Is that a tevila daraisa? That's ma'akev in the geiris of the Eved? Or should we say it's a tevila derabbanan? It's a tevilas chumra, let's say. It's an extra tevila that Chazal say, me'ikar adin, really they don't need the tevila, but because their status is changing a little bit, then Mutter Bevas Yisrael now, the Eved Kanani was also Bevas Yisrael before, so since the status is changing, so Chazal instituted that they do need a tefillah. But it's not really a tefillah me'ikra adin. That's the shaila. Is the tefillah shnia a tefillah derais? Not only a tefillah derabbanan. What's a nafkamina to that? So that's what the Magen Mishnah quotes, that the Yeshiva Farshim hold, that if the Eved Kanani doesn't have the tefillah shnia, but he is Makadish Bevas Yisrael, are the Kiddushin going to be tofsir? If you hold the Ikar Adin, he needs the Tefillah Shnir, it's a Tefillah Daraisa, so then he's still an Eved, Kiddushin Anaka Vitovsa Mevas Yisrael. But if you hold the Ikar Adin, he doesn't need the Tefillah. It's only a Tefillah Dirabonon, so then Kiddushin Anaka Vitovsa Mevas Yisrael, because even now, he has a full Kiddushis Yisrael. That's Lechora, what this Shail is dependent on. If you hold he has a full Kiddushis Yisrael, even now, even B'Shas Avdus, it's just his Alochas are a little bit different than a regular Yisrael. So then Kiddushin Tofsin, Bebas Yisrael. He's also Bebas Yisrael. He's not allowed to marry the Bebas Yisrael. He can't have beer with the Bebas Yisrael, but the Kiddushin will be Tofsin Bebas Yisrael because he has a full Kiddushin Yisrael. Just like a Mamzer. A Mamzer who marries the Bebas Yisrael, it's only Chayvei Lavin. We pass in Kiddushin Tofsin with Chayvei Lavin. So the Kiddushin will be Tofsin. He has a full Kiddushin Yisrael. So the same thing by an Eved Kanani. If he has a full Kiddushin Yisrael, then the Kiddushin will be Tofsin. But if you hold that the tefillah is a tefillah daraisa, that means he doesn't have a full kedushas Yisrael, so then the kedushin are not going to be tolsim, because he's just an eved, he doesn't have a full kedushas Yisrael. Abada, his kedushin with the bas Yisrael is not going to be chal. So we were just troubled that the loshon of the Ramban on Daf Tezayin and kedushin seems to imply that he holds that an eved kanani does have a full kedushas Yisrael. Because he says that the kinyan isra of an eved kanani patters him from miktsas mitzvahs. So if we look at it as though the Kenyan Isra is pattering him for mitzvahs, it sounds like really he has a full Kedushas Yisrael. He should be chayav in all mitzvahs, but Lala is pattering him. It's taking away from that din. That we would have thought he really is chayav in all mitzvahs. It's not that Lala is giving him the chayav of mitzvahs, that he's moving up from zero to something, but rather it's chipping away. So from the Lashon of the Ramban, you get the impression that the Ramban holds that Eved Kanani and Shifcha Kanani have a full Kedushas Yisrael. And yet the Ramban... The Ramban seems to say that the Tefila Shnia of an Eved Kanani is a Tefila Darais. And that was the problem that we had. Because if you look at the Magen Mishnah quotes the Yesh Mepharshim at the end, that Tefila Shnia is only Darabonim. And in Kiddush Bas Yisrael, Kiddush of Tovsin. Initially, he says the following. He says, the Rambam obviously holds that the Tefila Shnia is a Tefila Daraisa, because he says that the rules of Tefilas Geirus apply to the Tefila Shnia of an Eved Kanani. You need a bezdin of shlosha. Right? Ger tzorech shlosha mishpa ksivbei. For a ger, regular geirus, you need a bezdin of shlosha. For the parts of the geirus, different parts of the geirus, you need a bezdin of shlosha, and the tefillah has to be bayom. So comes the Rambam and says that by tefillas avdus, right, the tefillah shnia of an eved kanani, also has to be bifnei shlosha in front of the bezdin, and has to be bayom. It seems like the Rambam holds that the tefillah shnia is a tefillah daraisa. So on that, the Magen Mishnah says that not everyone agrees that you need shlosha. And then he quotes the Ramban who says, l'chatchila you should need shlosha, but the Eved you don't need shlosha. And then he quotes the Yesh Mepharshim who says that maybe it's not ma'akev b'chlal, maybe it's only the Rabbanan, and if he's Mekadosh Anisha, Mekadosh Bas Yisrael, Kiddush of Tosim, even without the Tevila Shnia. So the question is, what does the Ramban hold? We were grappling with this at the end of Shir. Some of us wanted to suggest that maybe according to the Ramban, L'chatchila, but yeah, maybe the Ramban also holds that it's only the Rabbanan. I don't think it's correct, because the Ramban in Maseches Yevamos, where this sugya is discussed, the Ramban actually quotes all these three shitas. The makor of the Magen Mishnah is from the Ramban. The Ramban himself says that there are those who claim that you don't need shlosha even l'chatchila for the tefillah shnia. He says L'chatchila, I think maybe you should need shlosha, but b'diavad it's not ma'akev. The ikamanda omar, the Ramban says, that maybe it's only the Rabbanan. So the Ramban himself quotes all these three sheets. Why does the Ramban say l'chatchila, the geiris might not need shlosha? So he explains their nivamas. He tells you what the pshat is. That the fact is, by a regular tefillas geirus, there's a whole machlokas, what do you need a bezdin for? You know, there are different parts of geirus. There's mila and tefillah, kabbalas hamitzvahs. So some say kabbalas hamitzvahs is the ikar of the geirus, and that's what you need bezdin for. You don't need bezdin by tefillah b'chalal. So it's on that that the Ramban says that since there are some who claim that by a regular tefillas geirus you don't need a bezdin of shlosha, by tefillah b'chalal, the tefillah is just like a, you know, it's a heksha. You need the tefillah in order to become a ger, but the ikar is the kabbalas hamitzvahs that you do before the tefillah, and that needs bezdin. So by an eved, l'chatchila, you should have a bezdin of shlosha for the tefillah, because l'chatchila, we should be machmir for those shittas that even by tefillahs geiris, you should need a bezdin for the tefillah. But by the eved, you don't need the bezdin for the tefillahs avdus, the tefillah shniya, because by geiris as well, it could be that you don't need bezdin for tefillah. Maybe for kabbalas hamitzvahs, you need bezdin for not for tefillah. It's clear from the Ramban at that stage, he's assuming that the tefillah shniya of an eved k'naini is the raisa. It's just since the tefillas geiris in general doesn't need shlosha for shlosha, maybe the tefillas avdus, the tefillas shniya, shouldn't need shlosha either. That's the only reason why you shouldn't need a bezdin of shlosha for the tefillas shniya. So it seems a little strange if the Ramban holds that you need a bezdin. If the Ramban holds that the tefillas shniya of an eved k'naini is daraisa, that's the way he seems to be presenting it. That there is this ikamanda amar who says that it's only the Ramban, but he disagrees. Says it really is the right. So the question is, do you need a bezdin l'chatchila for the tefillah? Or should we say, since by regular geiris you don't need a bezdin b'chalal according to some days, so maybe by the tefillahs avdus, the tefillah shniya, you shouldn't need bezdin either, but it's really the raisa. So then the question is, why does the Ramban in Kiddushin say that the kinyan issa patis from mixas mitzvahs? It sounds like he holds that the Eved K'nani has a full Kiddushas Yisrael. He has a full Kiddushas Yisrael, so then why is the Tefillah Shniya Daraisa? The Ramban seem to contradict each other. Pilei ploy. Right? The Ramban holds the Tefillah Shniya is Daraisa, which implies that the Eved doesn't have a full Kiddushas Yisrael. And yet the Ramban in Kiddushin, on Dabta Zayin, seems to assume that the Eved does have a full Kiddushas Yisrael. It's just he's potter from Mixas Mitzvahs. He has the full Kedushas Yisrael. Lola patters him and takes away some of his chiyuvim. Right? Takes away a little bit of a chiyuv. Ramban seem to contradict each other. I'm not sure what the answer is. It could be that the Ramban in Kedushan on Dav Tazayin is going with the Ikamanda Amar. I'm not denying that fact. I mean, that is true. The Ramban, Yevomis, the Ramban quotes a lot of shitas. He quotes his own shita. He quotes the Ikamanda Amar. He prefers his own shita. The Ramban himself seems to say that Tzvilas Shniya of the Eved really is the Raisa. Ramban and Kiddushin obviously is not going with that mahal. You know, rather than shtup a pshat into the Ramban, which I think is not, you know, is not going to work, I'm happy to say that I think the Loshon of the Ramban and Kiddushin sounds like the Ikamanda Amar. I don't really see any other way out. That if you say that the lola is exempting the Eved K'naini, it's taking away some of his mitzvahs, it sounds like he really has a full Kedushas Yisrael. So according to that Ramban, you have to say that the Tefillah Shniya is only the Rabbanan. Aye, the Ramban, the other Ramban seems to assume that it's the Raisa. Okay. The Ramban there is quoting a number of different shitas. Maybe in Kedushin, he's working with the Ikamanda Amar. That's what you could say. Of course, the other solution to the Ramban and Kedushin is to say the Loshon is lav dafka, that when he says potro mi miktsas mitzvahs, he doesn't mean that there's a full Kedushas Yisrael, but he has a patur. He just means to say that the kinyan iser of the Eved K'naini, right, is just that he doesn't have a full chiyuv of mitzvahs. He doesn't really mean to say that it's a patur for miktsas mitzvahs, it's that he doesn't have a full chiyuv. Exactly because the Ramban holds that the tefillah shniya is a tefillah daraisa, and therefore he only has a partial Kedushas Yisrael from the beginning. Right? Those are the two options. The two options for the Ramban and Kiddushin and Dav Tazayin is either to say that he's working with the Yesh Mefarshim, that the tefillah shniya is a tefillah derabbanan, and that's why he says that the Kinyan Issa Patis from miktas mitzvahs, meaning the Eved has a full kedushas Yisrael, but we're taking away some of the chiyuvim. And the way to look at it is that the Lashon of the Ramban in Kiddushin is lav dafka. He doesn't really mean potro mi miktas mitzvahs. He really means he doesn't have a full chiyuv. Doesn't have a full chiyuv in mitzvahs because he doesn't have a full kedushas Yisrael. And that would work with the other Ramban, even though his Lashon and Kedushin would be lav dafka, but that would work with the other Ramban that assumes that the tefillah shniyah of an Eved Kenani is a tefillah d'oraisa. Okay, I just wanted to clarify this point because I don't want there to be any questions about the stira. I do think that the simple pshat in the Ramban is that there is some kind of a contradiction. You have to work on it to figure out what to say to answer the Ramban and Kiddushin. Of course, all this related to our sugya, because the Gemara is talking about if a person uses a lashon hariyat muteres l'chol adam to try to free his shechach knanis, does that work? The Gemara says no, it doesn't work, and we quoted three different opinions. According to the Riyah Zokit and the Meiri, the reason why it doesn't work is because hariyat muteres l'chol adam sounds like the shechach knanis becomes muteres as a result of the get shechar, but that's not true, because there's something missing. She doesn't become muteres immediately, the Ben Yisrael, until she has the tefillah shniyah. So we pointed out, if you hold that tefillah shniyah is only the Rabbanan, then that approach doesn't really make much sense. Right? If tefillah shniyah is only the Rabbanan, basically there's a full Kedushas Yisrael. The Shechach Knanis has a full Kedushas Yisrael. So then it's just the Chumah that she needs the tefillah shniyah. So then the only thing that's really Ma'akiv Me'ikar Adin on the Shechach Knanis is the Shechra. So once you give her a get Shechra, then she really is Muteris B'ben Yisrael. Midrabbonin, you need a tefillah, but that's not Me'ikar Adin, that's not really Ma'akiv. So that approach, L'chora, is assuming that the tefillah Shniyah of the Shechach Knanis and the Eved Knani is fundamental. It's got to be Daraisa. So if it's Daraisa, then something is Taka missing. According to the Yesh Mefarshim that hold that the tefillah shniyah is only the Rabbanan, right? According to the Yesh Mefarshim and the Magen Mishnah that hold that the tefillah shniyah is only the Rabbanan, so it's not significant over here. If it's not significant, then you'll have to explain the reason why Hariyat Muteres L'chol Adam doesn't work to free Shechach Knanis is why, not for the reason that the Riyah Zaken and the Meiri give, but rather for the other reasons that we gave, for the Rosh and Rashi. Right? You'll have to give the other reasons. Right? That either she's, you can't say she's Muteres L'chol Adam because she's Asura B'Avadim, like Rashi, or like the Rosh, that Hariyat Muteres L'chol Adam is not going to work as a Lashon of Shtar Shechur, because the Issa V'Heter flows from the Kenyan Moment. And Hariyat Muteres L'chol Adam is focusing on the Issa V'Heter, it's not focusing on the Moment. Until you get rid of the Moment, the Issa V'Heter is still going to be there. Okay, so I just wanted to point out that the Yesh Mefarshim will assume that the Tefillah Shniyah is not fundamental. They'll obviously have to explain our Gemara differently. They'll have to explain, not like the Riyah Zaken and the Meiri, but rather like Rashi and the Rosh. Okay, this concludes our discussion of last time. So comes the Gemara in the final segment on Vav Amud Beis and says as follows. Omar lo le'ishto, harei at la'atzmecha mahu. Mi aminan le'malacha ka'amalo, dilma le'gamri ka'amalo. Let's say he uses a lashon of hariat la'atzmecha for his wife. Gerisha, does that work? Amalei Ravina le'Rav Ashi, Toshma detanya gufu shel get shichur hariat ha'bencha and hariat la'atzmecha. Ravina brings a raya from the Brice. So the shail of the Gemara is, does the lashon hariat la'atzmecha work by a gerisha? Does he mean le'malacha, that you shouldn't have to work anymore? Or does he mean le'gamri, that you should be Megureshes, Lagami. So comes Ravina and says, well, let's examine Get Shichur. The Braisa says that Get Shichur, for the Lashon of Get Shichur, Hareta Ben Chor and Hareta La'atzmacha, that works. So says the Gemara, Hashdu ma ebe k'nani dekani le'gufa ki amalei Hareta La'atzmacha le'gami ka amalei ishad lo k'ani le'gufa lo kol shekei. If by ebe k'nani the Lashon Hareta La'atzmacha works, so ishad lo k'ani le'gufa Hareta La'atzmacha should certainly work. Hareta la'atzmecha, we want to figure out, is that only talking about melacha? La'atzmecha le'inyan melacha, or is it legamri ka'amalacha? So, Eved kanani kani le'gufa, the gufa, Eved is kani to the adon, and the lashon hareta la'atzmecha does work by an Eved kanani, certainly by an isha, since gufa is not kani le'baila, certainly the Lashon Harei Ata La'atzmecha should work. Harei At La'atzmech should work. That's what the Gemara says. What's the problem with this Gemara? What's the problem with this Gemara? Based on things we've discussed a long time ago. What's the Gemara clearly assuming? What's the relationship between an Isha and a Baal? Is there a Kenyan HaGuf or is no Kenyan HaGuf? Sounds from the Gemara over here that there's no Kenyan HaGuf by Isha. Eved Kenayni has a Kenyan HaGuf, and yet the Lashon Harei Ata La'atzmecha works for Shichur. To Kol Shkein Isha L'Kani LaGufa Harei Ata La'atzmecha, Harei At La'atzmecha is going to work. So this clearly seems to be a raya to those Shitas in the Rishonim who hold that there is no Kenyan HaGuf by Isha, like the Ramban. Remember? Ramban and Dav Gimel says that the Gemara never entertained the possibility that the Kenyan Chazaka should work by Isha because there's no Kenyan HaGuf by Isha Labayu. Against the Tosus HaRosh and Dav Hei, Tosus HaRosh said that Kenyan Kaspo, that Dvar Torah Arusa Bas Yisrael Achelos B'Tshuma because she's Kenyan Kaspo. And the Tosus HaRosh understood that there's a Kenyan Maman. She's Meshuvelas Labayla, Le'inyan Maman. She has to work for the Baal, the Rashibudim. That's a Din Daraisa. And there's a Kenyan HaGuf. So the Tosa Rosh is sitting pretty. The Agamara seems to say that there is no Kenyan HaGuf. Excuse me, again, that the Ramban is sitting pretty, right? That Agamara seems to say there is no Kenyan HaGuf for the Baal in his wife. Problem is that, how does the Tosa Rosh explain this Gemara? This Gemara seems to be against the Tosa Rosh. What's the answer? I think we've alluded to this in the past. We said that even if you claim that there is a Kenyan HaGuf in the Isha Labayla, it's still not the same as the Kenyan HaGuf that an Adon has in the Eved Kenayani. What's the difference? What's the difference? There's one nafkamina, a very important difference between the two. What's that? What can't you do with your wife?
Sell her.
You can't sell her, exactly. Who said that? Yair! Valvik! Ah. You can't sell her! She's not Kesharo Vachamoro. And Eved Kenayani, right? And Eved Kenayani, the pasuk says, "V'snachalta mosam livnechem acharechem lareshes achuza." It's an achuza. It's like karka. You can sell the Eved Kenayani. Kesharo v'chamoro. It could be, according to the Tosa Rosh, what the Gemara really means to say is it's not that there's no Kenyan HaGuf in the Isha Labayla. There is a Kenyan HaGuf. The Gemara never meant to say there is no Kenyan HaGuf. It meant to say that the Kenyan HaGuf that the Baal has in his wife is not the same as the Kenyan HaGuf that an Adon has in his Eved Kenayani. That the Kenyan HaGuf that exists in the Eved Kenayani is much stronger than the Kenyan HaGuf that exists in the wife. That's the point. So if Harei Ata La'atzmecha works by an Eved Kenayani where he's Konei Begufo L'Rabo L'Gamri, that's the Lashon of the Gemara, right? Uma Eved Kenayani Dekonei Legufei, he doesn't say L'Gamri. That's what he means. Uma Eved Kenayani Dekonei Legufei L'Gamri. If Harei Ata La'atzmecha works by an Eved Kenayani, even though the Adon has a complete Kenyan HaGuf in the Eved, it's a Kol Shkein by Isha, right? Isha Lokani Legufa, that means Lokani Legufa Lagamri. He doesn't have a full Kenyan HaGuf in the Isha. He can't sell her. Kol Shkein, certainly Harei Ata La'atzmecha should work. Harei At La'atzmecha should work. Perhaps that's the pshat in the Gemara, according to the Tosa Rosh. So comes the Gemara and continues. Amar Ravina L'Ravashi Amar La'avdo Ein Li Esek B'Chamai. One final shayla. We've had many different lashonos in the Gemara, right? Many different lashonos for get shichur and for get isha. Harei At Baschorin, Harei At Mutaris L'Chal Adam, Harei At La'atzmech. And now, Ein Li Esek B'Cham. What's the din? Amar La'avdo Ein Li Esek B'Chamai. Mi Aminan Ein Li Esek B'Chal Agami Kamalei Yodilma L'Malacha Kamalei. The next lashon, right? What's Ein Li Esek B'cha? Is that Vagamri or is that Limalocha? So Amalei Rav Nachman L'Rav Ashi V'Amalei Rav Chodin Mechozno L'Rav Ashi Toshma Hamocher Abdul Ovi Kochavim Yotze Lachez V'Tzorek Et Shichur Meirabo Rishon Amar Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel V'Medver Amar Amar Shlo Kosev Alavono Amar Kosev Alavono Zeo Shichuru Echidam Yono Amar Rav Sheshes The Kosev Lekes Shetivrach Mimenu Ein Li Esek B'cha. The Gemara quotes a braisa that someone who sells his Eved Kenayani to another kochavim, so we put a knas on the Odom. put a knas that he has to buy him back. He has to buy him from the Obed Kochavim. He's supposed to buy him from the Obed Kochavim. He's supposed to free him. He needs to get shichur from his adon. When he runs away from the second adon, so then if he has to get shichur from the first adon, then he's going to be meshuchar lagam. What is the lashon of the get shichur? So the Gemara says, Eli esek b'cha. That's the get shichur that the first adon writes. Rashi quotes that we cancel the first adon that he has to be pulled to him from the Ovi Kochavim. But if he runs away from the Ovi Kochavim, so then if the first adon already, the Jewish adon already freed him, if he wrote a shtar shichur, so then he goes free. And what's the lashon of shtar shichur? Ein li esek b'cha. So comes the Gemara and says, you see that ein li esek b'cha works by an evik knani, by a shifra knani. Okay, that's the conclusion of the Gemara. So the question is, what's the din by a gerisha? We keep on going back and forth. The different lashonos work by shtar shichur, they work by gerisha. What's the din? So this is a big machlokas rishon. The Riyah Zokin on the side of the Gemara says, does it work by an get isha? Says, why not? What does the Riyah Zokin say? The kol shkein be'isha, lo kani lo gufa, the lagamri ka amalei, v'zeh ein bo sofek. Zok the Riyah Zokin, what did the Gemara say before? That for the loshon of Harei at la'atzmech, so there we have a koshkein from shtar shichur. That if harei at la'atzmecha works by shtar shichur, then koshkein by a gerisha should work. Harei at la'atzmech is going to work. Zokter riyazokain, let's make the same koshkein over here. If the loshon ein li'esebucha works by an eved k'naini, then it should work by a gerisha too. What's the difference? Right? If lo kani lo gufei by the isha, so koshkein ein li'esebucha should work. If by an eved k'naini ein li'esebucha works, even though kani l'gufei, so kol shkein by an isha, the lo kani l'gufei, as we interpret it in the different approaches, ein li'esebucha should work as well. That's the Riyah Zokin sheep. Comes the Rashba and says no. The Rashba quotes a Raya, who says that ein li'esebucha might be different than harei at la'atzmeh. Why is it different? Says the Rashba, because the losha might not be a good losha. If you recall, the lashon of gerishin specifically has to be pushing the woman away from the Baal, not pulling the Baal away from his wife. So quotes the Rashba from the Ravid, he thinks that Ein li'esebucha is not going to work by Isha. Kabi Isha lo boilo. See, it's interesting. The Rashba is sort of asking Akasha here. Why did the Gemara ask Akasha by Isha? Ask whether the lashon Ein li'esebucha should work by Isha? So claims the Riyah Zokin was just a hemshech of the previous Gemara. Once the Gemara says that Hareyat La'atzmech works by Isha, so then Ein li'esebucha should also work by Isha. It's the same as the previous Gemara. We just have to determine whether it works for Shtar Shechra. Once we determine whether it works for Shtar Shechra, so then by Get Isha it should also work. Comes the Rashi and says, no, punkt fakert. The Gemara doesn't ask the Shaila by Isha because Avad it's not going to work by Isha. The only Shaila is whether it works by Eved. But by Isha, definitely not. Pshita. The Ravid says, we know that any ishech doesn't work, because v'shilcha tells me that he has to say some kind of a loshon that pushes the woman away from him, that he's mishaleah the woman. Any ishech means I'm pulling myself away from you. Ein li esek b'cha means I'm pulling myself away from you. That's not a loshon gerishim, so that's definitely not going to work. According to the Riyah Zokin, stuck the same Shaila, Avad it's going to work by Isha. According to the Rabbi Fakert, it's not going to work by Isha. Comes the Meiri and has a third sheep. He agrees with the Rabbi that it's not going to work by Isha, but for a different reason. Not because it's like a Lashon of any Ishech. He says, you don't even need that. A different reason. Zok the Meiri, Kosov li'ishto ein li'esebucha ein zeklum. He says, of course, that reason also applies. Doesn't deny the Ravid. He even in a case where he says Ein lecha esek bi, that also is not going to work. You see, Ein lecha esek bi, according to the Rav, it should work. Why? Because there, who's he sending away? Is he sending himself away from the woman, or the woman away from himself? Ein lecha esek bi, he's sending the woman away. That is a good lashon of gerushin. So according to the Rav, that should work. Zok Meiri, I think not. I think even that lashon is not going to work. She'ein lashon ze nemar ela b'mama. V'yesh mefakpekin b'davar ze. V'ein nirikin. Some are mefakpek, they say, no, it should work. That's the Rav. Comes the Meiri and says, no. I think that the lashon of ein lecha esek bi also is not going to work, because that lashon is only going to work by moment. That lashon is only going to work by moment. So by Eved Kanaini, by Shivcha Kanainis, maybe it'll work, but by Isha, it's not going to work, says the Meiri. So first of all, we see there's a nafkamina between the Meiri and the Rav. What's the nafkamina? Ein lecha esek bi. Right? The case of Ein lecha esek bi, there'll be a nafkamina between the different approaches. Right? According to the Rav, Ein lecha esek bi should work, because then he's pushing the woman away from him. According to the Meiri, since Ein lecha esek bi still relates to Mamon, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. But what do you see from this, Meiri? Because Ein lecha esek bi relates to Mamon, therefore it's not going to work by Get Isha? What does that tell you? What's the Meiri taking a stand on? He seems to be saying what? That there's something about Mamon regarding Isha, right? What's he saying? Ben?
Say that
right, so at first glance you might want to say that the Meiri holds that there's no kinyan mamon by an isha. That's what you might be inclined to say. That he holds that the nature of ishus is that it's a kinyan isha, but it's not a kinyan mamon. Right? I'm coming full circle. We're going back to one of the first shiurim. What's the nature of the kinyan ishus? Is it a kinyan isha? Is it a kinyan mamon? Does the Baal have a kinyan mamon begufa isha or not? So you could say that the Meiri is taking a stand on that. The Meiri seems to be saying that there's only a kinyan isha, there is no kinyan mamon. There's no kinyan aguf in the isha to the baal. Of course, that's a problem, because if you have to say that, then that would contradict the Meiri that we had in the very beginning. Meiri, if you recall, way back on Daf Beis, we had a machlokas, the Meiri and the Ran, Bedas Rashi. I think this was the second Shia, maybe? The third Shia, maybe? Not sure. One of the first Shia, maybe. The Meiri suggested an approach that we put into Rashi. He didn't actually say it in Rashi. But the Meiri suggested that maybe the reason why Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Be'ishas Ish is because she's already Kanuya to her first Baal. Right? Ein Kinyan Achar Kinyan. Like the Pnei Yeshua, remember? After Malum, the Pnei Yeshua, recall this though? Maybe, right? Ein Kinyan Achar Kinyan, that she's already Kanuya to the first Baal. Sounds like the Meiri is saying there is a kinyan aguf in the isha. There is a kinyan mamon. It's not just a kinyan issa. So how does that jive with this Meiri? The Meiri seems to be saying that the lashon ein li'esek b'cha only works for mamon. Sounds like isha, there is no mamon. What's the answer? More? Right? There is mamon, but it's not enough. What do you mean it's not enough? Ah, it's both, right, that's what you say. It's Tzvei Dinim. It's a briska Meiri. Right? The Meiri might be saying that it's Tzvei Dinim, not that there's no Mammon. There might be Mammon, but he's saying that the Isser is independent of the Mammon. Right? There is also an Isser element. If you say that the Isser flows from the Mammon, everything flows from the Kinyan Aguf, so only Esek B'cha deals with the Kinyan Mammon, and then there's no Isser to speak of. The Isser just falls off. But if you say that the Isser is independent of the Kinyan Mammon, so then we understand what he's saying. That since Ein li Esek b'cha only addresses the Mammon, but there's also a Kinyan Isser in Ishus, so therefore, the Lashon of Ein li Esek b'cha is not going to work by an Isha. Okay, so this Lechor is what the Meiri is saying. He's saying that even if there are Tzvei Dinim, even if there is a Kinyan Mammon begufa Isha, but there's also Isser, and the Isser has to be independent. So if the Isser is independent, so then the Lashon of Ein li'esek b'cha is not going to help to take away the Isser. So that's why it's not going to work by a Get Isha. The other Shittas might disagree with this point, and that's why they didn't suggest what the Meiri suggested. The Rav, right? The Rav, the Yesh Mefakbekin in the Meiri might say that what? That that either Ishus is totally Mammon, and once you get rid of the Mammon, then there's nothing there. Right? It's probably more likely that they hold there's also a Kinyan Isser, but they might claim that the Kinyan Isser flows from the Kinyan Mammon. So if the Kinyan Isser flows from the Kinyan Mammon, so then if you use a Lashon of Vein Liyaser Becha, you've gotten rid of the Mammon, so then the Kinyan Isser is going to fall away as well. So this could be the Machlokes Rishonim about the different reasons for why Ein Li Eser Becha is not going to work by a Get Isha. Yes?
We're using your end of the Rashi where it says Bavaila only. We said to Lafuke Kinyan Isser. That was the also said. I mean, we said that according to Ran, and I think the Ran, that you're talking Kinyan Isser, comes Bavaila and says, you would have thought comes Bavaila and says Isser. We said, but the Mir says the opposite, that you would have thought Isser, comes Rashi as Labaila, full Kenyan Agul.
Meaning it's coming to tell you that there's a full Kenyan Agul. He wants to tell you Nocha Chiddush, that the real reason why Ein Kiddush and Tovsin Be'eshes Yiddish is because Ein Kenyan Achar Kenyan. Nachkamina by a Shivcha Charufa. Meaning if it wouldn't have said Labaila, then I wouldn't have known that there's this independent Kenyan Mammon. And I would think that the only reason why Ein Kiddush and Tovsin Be'eshes is because of the Chiyuv Kares. So comes Labaila and teaches me there's also a Kenyan Agul. That doesn't mean that he denies that there's a Kenyan Issa. Maybe there's a Kenyan Issa too, and that's independent. But it's just coming to be mechadish that there's a kinyan aguf as well. So we have a number of different cases over here. I think we should chart out the cases just to get everything clear. Okay, the final chart of the semester. Let's chart out the cases. Let's see. Let's give a brief bechina over here and see how well you'll do on all the cases we have. We have for Get Isha and for Shtar Shichah. Yeah. Let's have all the different lashonos in the Gemara. The Gemara and the Rishon. Harat Bas Chorin. That's the first Lashon. Harat Mutaz L'chal Adam. Harat Mutaz L'ben Chorin. Is that Lashon in the Gemara? Not in the Gemara, but the Rishonim alluded to that. Right? Number four, Hareat La'atzmech. Hareat or Ato, depending on who we're talking about. Ebeknaini, Shemeknainis. Five, Ein Li Esek Becha. And six, what? Ein Lecha Esek Be, exactly, Jacob. Good. Okay, so Hareat Bas Chorin, does that work for a Get Isha? Does that work for Get Isha? I'm not going to answer these questions. Come on. Does that work for Get Isha? Hareat Bas Chorin. Yaakov Schreier. Okay, I think we're going to call on people now. Hareat Bas Chorin.
It works for
Shtar Shichah. I asked you about Get Isha. Doesn't work for Get Isha. Works for Shtar Shichah. Answer two questions. I only wanted one. Hareat Mutaris L'chol Adam. Does that work by Get Isha?
Yeah.
Does it work by Shtar Shichah?
No.
Why? Three reasons. Okay? We're not going to go through all the three reasons now. Gimel time, right? Hariat Muteres Leben Chorin is a trick question. Hariat Muteres Leben Chorin, does that work by Get Isha? What?
By Get Isha.
Hariat Muteres Leben Chorin. Muteres Leben Chorin. Lechorin should not work by Get Isha. What's the name, right? Right? Right, Muteris Leben Chorin, that she was Muteris Leben Chorin before too. I'm sorry, just one second. Right, Muteris Leben Chorin by Get Isha. There's no discussion in the Rishon about this. It's not clear. Why would it not work by Isha? It's the Chorin, Harayat Muteris Lecholadim. It's the same. Rashi? Which Rashi? By Shtar Shichah we're talking about, right? By Get Isha, you know, it's a little bit of a strange Lushin, right? Hareat Bas Chorin is different. Hareat Muteres Leben Chorin.
Same thing.
That's L'chol Adam. Right? That's L'chol Adam. L'chor, that should work by Get Isha. By Shtar Shichah, what's the din? That's a machlok. Who says yes? That's Rashi. Rashi says yes because he says what? He says Hareat Muteres L'chol Adam doesn't work because she's Asura La'avadim. So if you say Hareat Muteres L'ben Chorin, then that's Taka correct. According to the Rosh and the Riazokain, it's still not going to work. Okay? Good. Okay. How about Harei Ata La'atzmecha, Harei At La'atzmech? Does that work by Gedisha?
Yeah.
Yes. Does that work by Shtar Shichra? You sure? Yes. It works by both. What's the reason it works by Get? Kal v'chomer, exactly.
This is Chazara. This is what it's about.
You got that right? He's kani legufe by an eved kanaini, not kani gufe by isha, two pshatim and what that means. So kol shekein by isha, the lashon is going to work. Ein li esek b'cha. Does that work by gerisha? Machlokes. Let's first start by shtar shechra. Does it work by shtar shechra? Yes, definitely works. That's a gemar. That's a brisa, right? By gerisha, that's a machlokes. According to the Riyazokain, does it work? Yes, because the Koshkin applies. According to the Ravid and the Meiri, it doesn't work, but for two different reasons. What's an afkamina? Ein lecha esek b. Right? Ein lecha esek b. According to the Meiri, ein lecha esek b still will not work, because it applies only to mama, not to Isser, and there's an independent kinyan Isser by Isha. According to the Ravid, there's no independent kinyan Isser by Isha. And here he's being mishaleach the isha from himself, so therefore it should work, right? What's the din of ein lecha esek b according to the riazokain by get isha? What do you think? I'm not sure, right? Let me put it to you this way: What's the din of ein lecha esek b by shtar shichra? What do you think? Ein lecha esek b. I'm not sure if that Lashon works by Shtar Shechra, because it doesn't really make much sense. Ein lecha esek b, you don't have an esek with me? That sounds like the Eved Knaini owns something of the Baal, right? Owns something of the Adam. Ein li esek b'cha means that I no longer am in control of you. Ein lecha esek b, I'm not sure if that Lashon works for Shtar Shechra, because it just doesn't really make much sense, right? Ein lecha esek b, he never had an esek b, yes?
Didn't they record a Gemara that says that we should come out Eved?
Kind of other lots. Okay, in a certain respect, but okay. I'm not sure about that. It's likely that it's a question mark. So if it's a question mark by Shtar Shichur, according to the Riyazokain, it'd be a question mark by Gedisha as well. I just wanted to make sure that's.
Why is it any worse than
the Ein li esek b'cha means I was formerly in control of you, but now I'm being meshacher you, and I'm not going to be in control of you. But to say ein lecha esek b, that sounds like you had some bialis over me, and you no longer have that bialis over me. It could be that lashon just doesn't make sense by an eved knaini, because it's not a lashon of shichra. Shichra means I was in control of you, and now I'm no longer in control of you. The lashon of ein lecha esek b sounds like you no longer have some control over me. He never had any control over the other. I'm not sure. By get isha. Now he's saying even if you don't have the kolshkein, maybe that should work by get isha. Ein loch esek b, maybe that should work by get isha.
Why would you translate isha as control?
You're saying it just means connection. There's no connection there.
Well, then there's nothing connection to
it. So you're saying that it should work by get shechur. Why not? It should work by get shechur. There's no connection. But there's no connect. Okay, let's say it works by get shichur. So then, if it works by get shichur, so then according to the Riyazokain, it'll work by get isha as well. Okay, that's the chart. That's chazara. You finish a whole sugya with different lashonas, machlokes rishon, and you get the nafkamina straight. You make a chart, and then it's like. You know, easy as pie. Sort of. Okay, with this we conclude the Gemara Shiurim for the Zman. And I just want to add a short mini shiur on Tefach Tamid. Okay?